Exclusive, after impressive $1 million Monday box office haul. Amazon MGM expanding Melania into 200 more theaters. By Jerome Hudson on February 3, 2026. The Melania Trump feature-length film, Melania, hauled in an impressive $1 million at the box office on Monday. According to studio sources who say the swell of grassroots support for the Amazon MGM documentary film during its historic opening weekend has prompted the studio to add it to more than 200 theaters in a throng of new cities and markets where the Brett Ratner-directed hit is already showing. All of First Lady Melania Trump's hard work is paying off. The First Lady's longtime senior advisor and Melania producer Mark Beckman told Breitbart News. "We now have one of the highest openings for a documentary film in 14 years and we're quickly expanding into more theater houses across the country," he said. "It's all a testament to Melania Trump and her leadership in creating a quality product for the American people." Melania's box office debut from Friday to Sunday saw the film take in $2,861,818. Friday, $2,303,524. Saturday, and $1,996,263. Sunday, a just over $7 million opening, making it the best opening weekend for a documentary in a decade. And as Breitbart's John Nolte notes, Melania has already outgrossed the entire domestic run of five 2025 movies nominated for this year's Academy Awards. This includes, two Best Picture nominees. Add Monday's $1 million in ticket sales to the mix and it's no surprise that Amazon MGM, according to Beckman, is really psyched to bring Melania into more domestic markets. "We're expanding to almost 200 more theaters, bringing the total domestic number to nearly 2,000 theaters nationwide," Beckman said. Melania is being added to multiplexes in markets where the film defied industry expectations and overperformed during its debut, including areas like Dallas, Texas, Orlando, Tampa, and West Palm Beach, Florida, and Phoenix, Arizona. Indeed, new and existing markets also include liberal hubs like Washington, D.C., Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, New York City, New York, Boston, Massachusetts, Atlanta, Georgia, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, Illinois, Denver, Colorado, and Detroit, Michigan. The film is also coming to Indianapolis, Indiana, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, Portland, Oregon, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Savannah, Georgia, among many more. "This is just old-fashioned quality storytelling from the First Lady of the United States," Beckman said, echoing remarks director Brett Ratner made to Breitbart News over the weekend. "I have to give all the credit to Melania because this was something that she came up with, even, obviously, before she met me," Ratner said. "She said to me from day one, 'I want this to be very cinematic. I want it to have a theatrical release. I want it to live and play in theaters,'" Ratner told Breitbart News. "It's very rare that documentaries get released in theaters. It's usually straight to streaming, and even before they were streaming, documentaries were not in movie theaters, very, very rarely. So it was really her vision to have that and to see it through." While most of the entertainment media and Hollywood celebrities continue to bash and besmirch the Melania movie, it has a 6% critics score over at Rotten Tomatoes. The film has a whopping 99% fresh audience Rotten Tomatoes score. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.